In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. Paul's letter to Philemon has been highly regarded by many Christians. In fact, Luther said about this letter, and I quote, he said it was a masterfully lovely example of love, just like the love of Jesus Christ for each of us. Luther also said that we should see ourselves as Onesimus, the runaway slave of Philemon. Philemon undoubtedly had suffered considerable financial loss as a result of Onesimus running away. Perhaps Onesimus had even stolen money from Philemon before he left to go to Rome. Onesimus, though, met Paul, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, Onesimus came to faith in Christ crucified and risen. And so Paul now convinces Onesimus to return to Philemon to make things right with Philemon. A strong bond, faith in Jesus Christ, united Paul and Philemon. The Apostle Paul urges Philemon to welcome Onesimus back with open arms. In fact, Paul encourages Philemon to welcome Onesimus back no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother in Christ. I wonder if Philemon thought, Paul, you just don't know how much pain, hurt, and frustration I've experienced because of this runaway slave, how much I've lost because of his absence. Probably Philemon had some resentment in his heart. And maybe the first thought in his mind is, how can I get even with Onesimus when he returns? Often, when we've been hurt, the initial thought in our mind is revenge. How can we get even? Maybe Philemon had built up a grudge wall since Onesimus had left. When others sin against us, we feel hurt. And we often want to bear a grudge wall against our brothers or sisters in Christ, and we may be tempted to stop loving our brothers and sisters. Grudges run counter to a Christ-like forgiving spirit. And yet, that is the temptation that faces us, just as it probably faced Philemon. Remember what Luther said, we also are to view this letter and view ourselves as Onesimus. Because sometimes our sinful actions and attitudes divide God's family and our families. As many people suffer when a family breaks up because of divorce, so God's family suffers when we let sin break us apart, so that we stop working to share that wonderful eternal life-saving message of Christ crucified and risen. Because God is love, the whole law is summed up in loving God with our whole heart, soul, and mind, and loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. Learning to love unselfishly is a very, very difficult thing to do for all of us. It's so much easier to hold a grudge, to get revenge, and slander our neighbor. Because loving runs counter to our self-centered natures. Since we have sinful natures that daily tempt us, we don't always do and treat one another as God wills. Every day we don't accomplish those acts of love that God wants us to do in serving Him and in loving others. Every day we say and we do things that hurt our Lord, family members, friends, and those close to us that He's placed into our lives. Each of our sins in our thoughts or our words or our actions seals the truth that we only deserve punishment from our Almighty God. In Galatians 5, we read, what counts is our faith expressing itself through love of others. Many old stories of the early Christians speak of their love. See how they love one another was a common assessment from the non-Christian community. The Apostle Paul taught in Romans 15 that the ability to get along with others is a mark of spiritual maturity. Sober reflection on Paul's words about the love of many growing cold will lead each and every one of us to evaluate our relationships with others and our brothers and sisters in Christ, with our family members. Jesus said, your strong love for each other will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Is that what a fair-minded non-Christian would say about you? and about me. The most powerful motivating force on this earth is not intimidation or threat, but it is love. Gospel motivation. We use the term gospel motivation often. Paul, in his letter to Philemon, shows us how to put gospel motivation into practice. Jesus' love motivates us to serve the Lord and work together as God's people. We don't serve and we don't love the Lord and others because we have to. We love because He first loved us. Paul did not expect Philemon to comply to his request out of mere guilt. Nor did Paul lay his request on Philemon's heart as a mere obligation or duty that he had to perform. Paul wanted it to be a matter of love. Love motivated and patterned after Christ's love. Loving behavior is important for all people, but to a much greater degree for Christians. Our love for others finds its motive and example in Jesus Christ's self-giving love for each and every one of us. Although we often run away from our Lord, we thank Almighty God that He does not leave us and that He does not allow us not to return to Him. God leads us to repent and leave those sinful, divisive actions and words at the foot of the cross, where Jesus Christ paid the full price for all of our runaway sins. It is on the basis of love that Jesus intercedes for us and appeals to us. Jesus gave the ultimate gift of love as He died on the cross. There He bore the punishment for every loveless act we have ever committed. There He paid the price to make us brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Jesus always treated everyone He met with love. As God looks at us in grace, He substitutes Jesus' life for our runaway sins. Paul is asking Philemon to have grace and mercy. The Apostle Paul tells us what grace is. God demonstrated His own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. Like Luther said, we are all Onesimus, sinners not meriting love or anything else from a holy God. We all start out the same in God's eyes. We are all conceived and born as sinners in need of forgiveness. In grace, God fulfills our need for forgiveness by sending His Son Jesus to live and to die for us. God has equally blessed all of us with the love and forgiveness we do not deserve. That's the grace that Paul wishes for Philemon's heart. And that same grace allows us to love others when we have been hurt by them. Philemon loved his Lord and demonstrated that love in his life. God's grace and the forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life in heaven made Philemon a changed man. May that same grace from our Almighty God and the forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life in heaven that we look forward to today and every day of our life on this earth continue to fill our hearts as we serve our Lord, love each other, and love our neighbors. Amen.